Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
I said, now I'm going to teach you and your husband this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt who the enemy is. I'm going to show you what our Savior did to that beast on the cross 2,000 years ago. I'm going to show you the power that's available to you, and it's up to you to receive it by faith and for me and you to cast out that demon. And then when we do that, he's going to heal you. And after 5 hours of intense teaching with that woman, and I said, now, ma'am, have you heard enough of the Word of God to be healed? Her husband first fell out of that chair on his knees with his hand raised and said, God, I can't believe I've been in church all of my life, and I've never heard the Word of God taught like this man taught it to us. And I turned and looked at that precious little woman that had taken her 3 hours to get up out of bed that morning and put a suit of clothes on and come and sit down in a chair because she didn't want me to minister to her in her bed. And she said, you cast this demon of hell out of me in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to be healed right now. Now, what did Jesus say? According to your faith be it done unto you. I went over there with my bottle of anointing oil. I anointed that little lady on the head, and I commanded that demon of hell to come out of her and spoke for the Holy Spirit to restore everything the devil had messed up in the name of Jesus. And that woman got up off her deathbed instantly, totally healed. Totally, completely healed. Got up off her deathbed and walked with me and her husband. Went to dad, got in the car, walked all the way to the end of the terminal. We got down to the airport, and I said, Judy, you're probably still weak. I said, I'll see y'all later. I got to go. It's a long ways to where that gate is. She said, no, bless God, I'm healed. I'm going to walk you to the end of the terminal. And she walked with me. And then on the way back, she stopped on the way back. She told her husband, she said, bless God, Jesus healed me on the cross 2,000 years ago. Don, I ain't had a bite to eat in 3 weeks. I ain't had a bowel movement in 3 weeks. But she said, bless God, I'm going to eat tonight. There's a place where I can have a fried shrimp dinner. Pull over right there. We're going to eat. And she pulled over there, and her face talking, she went in and ate, and she had enjoyed it, and got up the next morning, had a perfect bowel movement. She ain't had a problem with the devil since that day. She's totally, completely healed. And people tell me this stuff don't work. Hey, you got to me too late. You know, when I've seen God do those kind of things, you know, when I've seen him heal Jane over here, that night that lady couldn't walk up and down them steps at Glenview Baptist Church, and the next morning after I spent 3.5 or 4 hours with her and her lovely husband over there that night and prayed over her, the next morning she's running up down them steps at Glenview Baptist Church, and she had been down with emphysema and heart problem for 12 years, and she's been totally healed ever since. It'd be 2 years this February. Tell her it don't work. You see what I'm saying? It works, doesn't it, Jane? Amen, it works, because it's God's Word. Now then, according to whose faith is it going to be done unto you? Yours. According to yours. The healing power of Jesus is there. But if you don't believe him, it ain't going to happen. And then, as we go on through these things, we get into that Matthew 18:19. And if you didn't get the atonement, Jesus said here, here's another very good reason some are not healed, because they don't believe God's Word. Jesus clearly said in Matthew 18:18, he said, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know how many people I've asked in a Sunday school class, you have any idea what that means? And you know what most Baptist people tell me? I don't have a clue. It means exactly what it says. Whatever you allow on this earth is going to be allowed. Whatever you don't allow is not going to be allowed. Now then, do you believe there's any sickness and disease in heaven? No. And if that's where your home is and you're a member of that, then should you be sick if your Savior healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago? If he delivered you 2,000 years ago? No. But guess who you're going to have to take it away from by force? The devil. The devil is going to come to your house, and he's going to make you sick, and he's going to afflict you, and he's going to do anything you give him legal right to with that tongue. When you start speaking the power of God, then you're going to see yourself walk in divine health, and all of your needs are going to be met, and you're going to become an obedient son or daughter.
You're going to worship the King. You're going to serve Him. You're going to read His Word. You're going to go to church. You're going to study His Word. You're going to help the pastor. You're going to help out. You're going to tithe. You're going to give abundantly into the kingdom of God. And as you do that for your pastor and for the men and women of God that are teaching, if you talk good about them, not evil about them, you bless them, you do all the things the Lord told you to do, guess what He's going to do for you? He's going to bless you and your home. And you're going to walk in divine health. But He says there in Matthew 18:19, and whatever two of you on earth agree about, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. As long as there's two of you, what can you get from the Lord? I mean, I just took that literally. I've used that verse to get people's finances met. I've used that verse to get people healed. I've used that verse to get warts off of people's bodies. I've used that verse for, you name it. I've used that verse to base my faith on, to see God do awesome things. So all these wonderful things that the Lord has made us this promise, just like in Matthew 21:21. Now, we didn't read that a while ago, but I over there was in Matthew 17:20. But I think about a Baptist young man and his wife was on the way to the mission field, they thought, about 5 years ago. And they graduated from seminary, you know, over here in Fort Worth. He's a Baptist, Southern Baptist, died in the wool, Southern Baptist. He loved God. Him and his wife, but they had three children, and the Southern Baptist would not take them on as a liability to send them to wherever it was, a foreign country, to go do what they wanted to do. They was going to have to get their own financial support, and they couldn't get it. He went everywhere. He tried. He talked to churches. He wrote letters. He done everything. Nothing happened. His mother-in-law came into my Sunday school class one morning and said, Thurman, I want you to pray for my daughter and my son-in-law. I said, what do they need? She said, they need money to go to the mission field. I said, well, why do you want me to pray for them? She said, when you pray, I see miracles. Now, why didn't you go to the pastor and ask him? Because she didn't see miracles when he prayed. Because he didn't pray in faith. So she come to me. And I said, well, what's he going to do? She said, he's going to go to mission field. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you what. If he's going to go to mission field, probably he got graduated from the seminary, right? She said, yes. I said, all right, I won't pray for him. She said, you won't? I said, no. I am not going to cast out and catch a fish and give it to that boy. I said, you send him to me, and I'll teach him how to fish, because when he gets down there, he's going to need to know how to fish for himself. I said, when are they going to be here? She said, well, in a couple of weeks they're going to be here. I said, okay, when he gets here, you have him come see me. So the following, or two Sundays later, whatever it was, they was there. And when they got there, I talked to him that night, and I said, his name was Tim Wright. I said, Tim, has any of your money come in to go to mission field? He said, none. He said, it's just like every door's closed. I said, well, do you know for sure that the Lord has called you to the mission field? He said, there ain't no doubt in my mind. I've heard from God clear. I said, okay, if you know God has called you to the mission field, I said, after church tonight, I'll come down to your mother-in-law and father-in-law's house. I'll show you how to get your money. So I went down there and I told the mother-in-law and father-in-law, I said, y'all take the three kids and go out on the back porch. I need perfect peace and quiet with this couple for a couple of hours. First thing I turned to is Matthew 21:21. I said, now, Tim, I want you to turn to Matthew 21:21, and I want you to read that verse to me. He turned over there and he read this. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, here's this great big word again, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. I said, now, can you do that, Tim? And you know what the first words out of his mouth was? Of course I can't do that. What comes out of most people's mouth when you read a promise that powerful? Now then, if the devil can keep you believing that, guess what you won't ever get from God? Who told us that? Jesus told us that. What had Jesus just done in the few verses preceding that? Jesus had spoken to a fig tree and had put a curse on it, and guess what happened to that fig tree? It died. And then he comes in and tells me, assuredly or truly, I tell you, that if you have faith, which means if I don't have any faith, guess what I can't do? If I have faith, not only can I speak to the fig tree, but I can speak to the mountain. And if I believe in my heart, with no doubt, that mountain's going to have to obey me. And what he's trying to say, he's building my faith up to the point, so therefore, if I spoke to the fig tree, you can speak to the fig tree. Not only can you speak to that dinky little fig tree and command it to die, but you can tell that mountain, big monster over here, be removed and cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart and you believe, that mountain will obey you. So therefore, whenever you stand praying, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Is that what he said, Perry? That's what he said, isn't it? So now then, guess why we don't get anything from God? Oh, God, where are you? Oh, Lord, don't you know I'm hurting down here? And he says, I'm a faith God. There's only one thing moves my hand. Hebrews 11:6, if you don't come to me by faith, you can't please me. If you can't please him, guess what you can't get from him, David? Nothing. So if you take a promise, when the king made you a promise like that, you say, woohoo, Lord, looky here. I found this great promise right here in Matthew 21. Woo, Lord, look here. You said, truly or surely, I say to you, if I have faith, Lord, I got all kinds of faith. I got a cup full of this stuff, Lord. I don't just have a little bitty one. I got a cup full because you're my God and you're my Lord. So you said, and if I do not doubt, Lord, I don't doubt your word. You said it, it's done. You said it, it's done. Not only can I do what was done to the fig tree, but I can say to the mountain, be removed, and it'll follow me. It'll do what I tell it. So whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So I'll condense this little story down real short. After we'd been an hour and a half in the Word of God through many different places like that, I finally told him. I said, now then, are you to a point where you can believe God? He said, yes. He said, you know, I graduated from seminary, and they didn't teach me the seminary like to read the Bible like that. I said, well, I don't know what they teach in seminary because I've never been there, and I ain't really interested in what they teach. I'm only interested in one thing, in what does the book say?
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.